Parshas Chayisra divides into two sugyas. The first one is the Kinyan and Marsa Machpelah, and the second is the Parsha of Eliezer and Rivka. So try to understand the kesher between these two parshas, and as a bridge in between these two parshas is the pasuk Va'avram Zakim Baba Yamim, Va'Hashem Berech Savram Bakol. So, in which way does this pasuk serve as the ma'avar, this bridge between these two sugyas? On a different occasion, we explained that be'emes, the source of all kicha de kiddushin, is from Maaseh Machpelah, the famous gemara in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, kicha miste Ephron. And it's from there, from the purchasing of Maaseh Machpelah, we learn out the inyan of kiddushe kesef. With this, we understand the kesher between the two parshias within the parsha, because after the limud of kiddushe kesef is neschadish by Maaseh Machpelah, so Avraham gives this kayach of kicha to Eliezer to go be makadish Rivka v'lakachta isha livni liyitzchak, and as Chazal explained that Eliezer, either through his avdus or as a shliach, performed the kiddushin on behalf of Yitzchak to Rivka. And that's kicha. And really this brings us back to the end of Parshas Vayera, which takes us into Parshas Chayisara, because we find by the Akedah, I think maybe five times, Vayikach Avram, Vayikach, Vayikach, there's so much kicha taking place by the Akedah, and therefore it can be that the kicha, the koyach of kicha by the Akedah, is what was machadish this chiddush called Kiddushe Kesef, which leads us into Parshas Chayisar. Another way to explain it is the relationship between Shalom Zachar and Bris Milah. Shalom Zachar being Friday night, of course, the minug to gather by the baby, and there's a minug to eat arbis, chickpeas, and the sings Miras, Chule, Shabbostik, and Bris Milah. And the source of this, and there are a few, one based on a Gemara and Medrash, that the young child needs to come in contact with Shabbos before coming to the Bris Milah. So how do we see that from the Parsha? So the latter part of the Parsha, the Inyan of Eliezer and Rivka, is an Inyan of Bris Milah. How so? Because Avram, he sends a malach with Eliezer, who yishlach malach lefanacha. Which malach did he send? So the tzaddikim explained, the Rav Shusser touches on this, that he sent the malach of Mila. And it's behedrish, mefurish behedja in the Zohar Kaddish this way. Who yishlach malach lefanacha da malach abris. And as the tzaddikim point out, who yishlach malach lefanacha, the Rashi Tevas are Mila. Every mitzvah creates a malach, and the malach which was created from the bris, that was the malach which Avram sent with Eliezer. And that explains why it is, as Ashi notes, that Avram could have sent malachim from other mitzvahs. But he was mashbiyah him by his bris milah. Why was he not mashbiyah him by a sefer Torah or by the tefillin? So lefizah, it makes sense that he wanted to send dafka the malach of milah. That's why he was mashbiyah him by the bris milah. Why dafka bris milah? Because in truth, what Avram needed to accomplish was a milah. We know that the milah has two klipas. There's the klipa of milah and that of priya. And we need to remove that foreskin in order to reveal the atar, to reveal the kedusha. And here too, there are two klipas which were standing in the way of Rivka. Rivka being that atara, being that kedusha. And that was Lavan and Besua. And in fact, the malach which went killed Besuel. He was able to remove that Orla physically and to get by Lavan as well in order to get Rivka and to bring her to Yitzchak. But it was Mila which was required. So we see that the later part of the Parsha deals with the Inyan of Mila. It could be said that the beginning of the Parsha, the Inyan of Kinyan and Maaseh Machpelah, is Shabbistic. First of all, it's the Menucha of the Avos HaKdoshim. It's the Menucha of the Avos, Adam HaRishon, and Chava, and the Shorish of all Menucha is Shabbos Kodesh. So the Menucha which they have in Maaseh Machpelah it's Shabbistic. And we know that the three tefillos of Shabbos correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They have a very strong presence in Shabbos. But it's called Machpela, because as Chazal say, everything about Shabbos is kafel. Everything is doubled when it comes to Shabbos. The lechem is doubled, the korbanos are doubled, the tefillos are doubled. Everything is doubled by Shabbos Kodesh. So Machpela itself is an inyan in Shabbos. It's in Chevron. And at Chevron it says in Pasuk, Sheva Shanim Nivnisa before Tzuan Mitzrayim. It's called Sheva Shanim Nivnisa. It's a bechinav that it's built by seven. And that's, of course, the inyan of Shabbos. But even more so, we know that Maaseh Machpelah is considered to be a bridge between this world, Olam Hazeh, and Olam Haba. All the neshamas which go up, go through Maaseh Machpelah. All the neshamas which come down, pass through Maaseh Machpelah. And so therefore, every single child which comes into the world, before he has a bris milah, he has to come in contact with Shabbos. What's the inyan of bris milah? Bris milah means that a person becomes attached to Chayo Olam Haba. And therefore, as much as a person is Makadish himself, which is what Bismila represents, the more that he has a kesher to being a Ben Olam Haba, even though he's in Olam Hazeh. Bismila is in of Shmini, Olam Haba, Haba is Gematria Shmoina, and the Kedusha of Shabbos, although it's the seventh day, the Koyach of Shmini, of Shmoina, comes down into the world, into the vessel called seven, which is Shabbos Kodesh. Furthermore, it says Kiryas Arba, and the Zohar says the inyan of Kiryas Arba is a reference to the Arba Yesodos, Eish, Maim, Ruach, and Afar. And to a person who has a Shlemus in the Arba Yesodos, so then he doesn't die. He lives forever, as the Sforno points out by Eliyahu Navi in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, that when there's Shalom in the Arba Yesodos, so there's a Chiyas, there's a Nitzchiyas. And that was the inyan of Sarah, but the inyan of all those who are buried on Maaseh Machpelah. Kiryas Arba means that there was a shleimus of the Arba Yesodos, and that's why they have Chayei Nitzchi. So Al Kopanim, we're seeing here that there's an inyan of Shabbos in the beginning of the Parsha, and there's an inyan of Mila in the latter part of the Parsha. And of course, there has to be a Shabbos before Bismila. That's the inyan of Shalom Zachar. Shalom Zachar means the Shalom of the Arba Yesodos, the Shabbos Shalom, the Bruch of Shalom, which is Shari on Shabbos Kodesh. So there's this link between Shabbos and Mila. And this really comes out from the Medrash in Tanchuma, which tells us that Avram gave Hesped on Sar Yimeinu, and he said, Ishes Chayel Miyimsa. And what, amongst the drashas that we have there in the Medrash is the Pasuk, Kichol Beisa Lavush Shanim. And Chazal make the drasha, Al Tikri Shanim Elashnayim, that the house of Sarah was clothed, was decorated with Shnayim. What's that? The Medrash says, Shabbos and Mila. So we see Gufa from the Ptir of Sarah and the Hesped of Maaseh Machpelah, both of these inyanim of the Parsha, Shabbos and Mila, that's called Lavush, Shanim, that was the Hesped that Avram had on Sarah. With this we can explain that Pasuk, the Avram Zakin Babayamim, because Chazal say on that Pasuk that the Avram Avinu, that it was like he was living in Olam Haba already. Pasuk Yitzhar Mimenu, he didn't have a Yitzhara. It was like he was living in the next world. Meaning that Avram Avinu was Shabbistic all around. That bridge, which is what Shabbos is, between the higher world and the lower world, Avram came in contact with that at all times. That his kashrus between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So Mamela, Bederech Remez, you know, there's a minhag to have Arvis, like we had said, Friday night. And this can also bring us back to the Akedah. Because we had said before, even in the first way of understanding of the Smichas HaParashias, that Kicha Kicha is the relationship between the first part of the Parasha and the latter part of the Parasha, but that goes back to the Akedah. That's where we find Kicha, the Shairish of Kicha. And here too we can say that there's Shabbos and Mila, and that goes back to the Akedah. And the Svarim say that a remez to the inyan of eating Arbis, chickpeas, by Friday night, Shalom Zachar, is the pasuk that it says there, Harba Arbe Es Zarecha. Arbe is Arbis. So that too is by the Akedah. So that Arbe leads us into Chayei Sarah, which is the inyan of Shalom Zachar, as it pertains to Mila. It could also be, you know, the Gemara in Kittin tells us, in the first parak, that although business and kinyanim is not allowed on Shabbos, but when it came to buying land of Eretz Yisrael from Anachi, so Chazal waived that restriction of kinyan, of purchasing land in Eretz Yisrael, and even that of Amir al-Nachri, which is normally Aser as Mutter, because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It could be that since the whole beginning of the parasha is all Shabbistic, that the first kinyan in Eretz Yisrael that Avraham made in Eretz Yisrael was on Shabbos. And it makes sense too, because we know that the very first kibush in Eretz Yisrael as a nation took place with Yoshua and Yericho. And that's very clear from Chazal, that that took place on Shabbos. And why should that take place on Shabbos? Because that goes back to Avraham Avinu's first kinyan in Eretz Yisrael was also on Shabbos. So Chazal understood that to waive the restriction of kinyan Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos has its roots in the Avos HaKadoshim that Avraham Avinu, he acquired Maris Machpelah possibly on Shabbos Kodesh. But since that pasuk is the bridge between Shabbos and Bris Milah, so we find a remez to Shabbos in that pasuk. It says, because it says, Vashem Beirach is Avram Bakoil. So, Beirach with a Chof de Mansepach, which means when Chof Sofis is 500, so together with Beis Reish, it's 702, which is Gematria Shabbos. And also, Es Avraham Bakol, with the Koilil, is also Gematria Shabbos. So we find here two times Shabbos, Beirach and Es Avraham Bakol, like we had said before, that it's an Indian of Kafel. It's being Ram is that it goes back to Maras HaMachpelah, because everything about Maras HaMachpelah and Shabbos too is an Indian of Kafel. And also, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol, is Gematria the Arba Yesoides, which we had said before, Kiryas Arba, it's Gematria Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. And lastly, we said that Sarei Meinu, Maras HaMachpelah, it's Shabbistic, but it's Meir also on Shalom Zachar. And that's through the Ptir of Sarei Meinu. So Sarei Meinu with the Koilil is also Gematria Shalom Zachar.